And do you talk to doctors and nurses about the emotional effects?
On the course that I did, we did slightly touch on the emotional effects, but it was really about the difficulties, as I said before, about doing things that you'd all your life not been able to do. But generally speaking, certainly throughout my childhood and up until my sight problems, really, I would say that the majority of the times I had anything to do with anyone from the medical profession, it was lying to them. Because even when you were an adult, you're treated, if your sugars, I mean, even last year when I was having an operation that was nothing to do with my diabetes, I was in the hospital and the anaesthetist came to see me, and there was a packet of dextroglucose on my bedside table, because my experience is that if you're in a general medical ward, they'll know nothing about... I was in a orthopaedic ward, and they would know nothing about diabetes, as they didn't. So I took glucose in case I hypoed. Anyway, this anaesthetist came in and said to me that he hoped I wasn't eating glucose because as a diabetic I shouldn't eat it. Now, this is like, you know, after 40-odd years of being diabetic, and they still treat you like you're a child. And, you know, if your sugars go high in hospital when you're very stressed, they say, have you been eating Mars bars or whatever? And so that kind of... You lie to the medical profession. You lie because you don't want to be told off. You lie because you've been forced to act like a child because they're treating you like a child. And I just think the majority of people with diabetes, I would say, lie to the medical profession because they're not being honest with you. They're not treating you like an adult. If anything goes wrong, you're the first one to be blamed. Must be something you are doing that is wrong. So, yeah, it kind of fosters this... distrust, if you like, between the medical profession and diabetics.